The Baltimore City Council Committee hearing last night on revamping the 1980s-era Dollar-a-House program was packed. WYPR's City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Benessi was there and is on the line now. Dominique, how many folks came out last night, and what were they saying?
So just entering City Hall at the line at the door, I mean, it was out of the door. There were about already 20 to 25 people lined up when I got there. They even had to use the overflow room to accommodate more people. And then Tyrone Bost, who is the president of Homeownership and Mentorship for Economic Success, the group that worked with Mary Pat Clark to bring the resolution forward in City Council, the president of that, Tyrone Bost, he had 1,000 signatures on a petition of people, you know, if people couldn't be there, they had 1,000 signatures already ready to go to present to City Council saying this is something that people really want. And they've been working at least for about 3 or 4 months on this initiative and talking with their neighbors and talking with people in the community and asking them the type of things they'd want to see in this program.
The old Dollar House program was fueled in part by low-interest loans. You've already reported that the money for the loans is not there now. Were there other concerns brought up by city departments last night?
There's a few. Rehabbing houses beyond repair. Some of these houses, the way it would take to rebuild them from just what's there would actually be a more monetary burden than would just tearing them down altogether and rebuilding. And then a lot of people talking about red tape last night, red tape and other programs for housing and for development that people have to cut through in order to have their own development. And then Councilman Zeke Cohen from District 1 also brought up something very interesting.
But I think there is a real perception out there that we have embraced with open arms large developers, that we subsidized areas of wealth, and that why can't we attempt to get into the neighborhoods and do the sort of small development that folks want to do for themselves?
Councilman Cohen was really referring there the lack of women business enterprise and minority business enterprise, allowing small businesses or small local folks who care about their communities to really invest in small housing development. He was really referring to a lot of talk about Port Covington last night and these bigger organizations and these bigger developers coming in to really make these huge developments and asking for government subsidy. He's saying, could the city provide subsidy to small local neighborhood people?
Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark has been strongly in favor of reviving the Dollar House program. What did other city council members have to say about it last night?
So really the committee was very united in this resolution to promote the Dollar House program, but Councilman Christopher Burnett from District 8 did say that there is really a lack of other programs that could do what the Dollar House program could do. We look at the current vacancy to values program that a lot of people brought up last night, and here's what Christopher Burnett had to say.
One of the challenges that they've said is that a small number of banks are willing to provide financing for this type of work,
right.
And so it's kind of becomes an area where, you know, small developers, upstart folks who are just care about their community aren't able to get into the program, and large developers pretty much take the bulk share.
He's basically saying that people are talking that the vacancy to values program, and this was even brought up by a city employee who came to the podium to speak as a public person, and saying that they've had to pay a lot of money for a house for vacancy to values. They've had to wait a very long time, and in the end, they really couldn't even get their home because of how long the process took them and all the red tape they had to cut through.
But the city council is really behind this program now. What has to be done at this point to move the resolution forward and to get it to start working?
Well, that's the thing. It's a resolution, so we're not 100% sure how that would get working. However, there was a lot of talk about having this be a patchwork of housing and development in the city. So multiple programs, kind of a trial and error of revitalizing the neighborhoods of the city. Councilman Bill Henry from District 4 said this.
There are houses that it just does not make monetary sense for an individual person to rehab them without some kind of subsidy or gap funding. And that would be something else we would need on top of a Dollar House program.
So he was really talking about how some houses are beyond repair, needing to demolish those houses and then maybe create some green space, and then also, you know, have this dollar house program so that small local people can, again, purchase homes in the city for the dollar.
Dominique Maria Benesi is WYPR's City Hall reporter. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Nathan.